Hey there, Wellness Warriors. I'm Tanya.
And I'm Daphne. And today we're diving into something grounding and essential for our sensitive souls, the earth element and its role in bringing stability to our lives.
So we'll be talking a lot about Ayurveda, and it's the sister science to yoga. And it's an ancient system of healing that teaches us about balancing our body, mind, and our spirit. One of the great things about Ayurveda is that it allows us to see how each of us is very unique. And through our uniqueness, it helps us to find harmony through personalized approaches to our diet, different herbs that we can use, different types of yoga, and also lifestyle changes that are unique to us that can help us feel healthier and more energetic.
That's right, Tanya. And Ayurveda is based on a five-element system that acknowledges that the energy of these elements can be found in everything, including ourselves. And so we're not looking at the elements like physical elements, like on a periodic table, but more like the energy of the elements and the qualities that they represent. So over the next few episodes, we're going to explore how we can begin to utilize the different elements in order to find balance in our own lives. And today we're going to talk about the earth element and how we can use it to ground ourselves, because it plays a really vital role for us as highly sensitive people in helping us stay centered in a world that can often feel overwhelming to us. And a common couple of traits that many HSPs share are having a deep connection to nature and also a deep awareness of the subtleties in our environment. And so that makes Ayurveda a particularly beautiful tool for us to use, because it's based on our connection to nature and then responding to the subtle feedback we're always receiving from our own bodies, so that we can make necessary adjustments in order to maintain and even achieve optimal health for ourselves.
This is so important, Daphne, because I think, especially as HSPs, I know for me, I'm always feeling like I need to reground myself almost minute to minute sometimes. And so the earth element, you know, it represents stability and solidity. It's about feeling grounded and connected, not just to the physical earth, but also to the present moment. In our human bodies, the earth element is linked to our bones, our muscles, our tissues, our organs, and all of those things, right? They provide structure and support for us to be able to move around the earth as we do. And so, you know, a lot of it also is associated with a sense of smell and the root chakra as well. All of this is related to our survival instincts, right? And our ability to feel safe. Mm-hmm. And so when the earth element is balanced for us, we can feel more stable. We can feel more strong. We can feel stronger, not more strong. Feel strong, stronger, and also nourished, you know. And a lot of this has to do with our digestion as well. And elimination is also something that is extremely important. Having a good poop is really important. We talk about that a lot, you know, but it is what it is, you know.
It is what it is.
And, you know, so all of this really connects to our sense of security and our connection to the physical world.
So when we have an excess of the earth element, that can lead us to feelings of heaviness, of lethargy and stagnation. It can manifest through things like weight gain, having sluggish digestion, and even having a real attachment to material possessions. So it can manifest on different levels for us. And then on the other hand, if we don't have enough of the earth element, if we're deficient with earth energy, that can cause us to feel instability, anxiety, and feelings of insecurity. So as we mentioned, Ayurveda aims to balance the elements within the body through things like diet, lifestyle practices, and sometimes even herbal remedies. And for someone who wants to embody more of the earth element, who needs more stability, more sense of safety and security, then some of the treatment would be things like adding more grounding foods like root vegetables into your diet, using spices like ginger and turmeric, which are roots, and then doing grounding yoga practices and meditations to help promote stability and balance.
And, you know, I think we should talk maybe a little bit more about what grounding is, especially in the context of highly sensitive wellness as well. You and I both know that grounding is so important for us. It's really about just finding techniques and practices that help us to connect with the present moment and also with our physical bodies. And a lot of times we're really disconnected from our physical bodies, which sounds kind of strange, but if you really think about it, sometimes we're moving, we don't know what's going on inside of our own body a lot of the time. And so a lot of these activities, they can promote that sense of rootedness, stability, and just kind of calming us down, grounding us, getting a little bit more quiet, allows us to be more in touch with a lot of those things. And I know, especially for you, Daphne, spending time in nature is really important. For both of us, practicing mindfulness, even, you know, engaging in some physical movement, like some easy yoga poses, Tai Chi is also a really good alternative for that. And, you know, just us as highly sensitive people, we can benefit so much from these grounding practices because we have heightened sensitivity to all the things going on around us. And this really can knock us off balance, make us feel overwhelmed. And so using these techniques a little bit every day, even if it's just like 5 minutes, can really help us to center ourselves, help to regulate our emotions a little bit more. And then this way, you know, it makes it easier for us to kind of navigate all the things that are going on around us and help us to be a little bit more resilient to them.
Grounding is also important for us because, as we've already kind of mentioned, it helps us to feel more stable, more secure in a world that can often feel somewhat chaotic to us. When we ground ourselves, it allows us to better manage our emotions, to reduce feelings of anxiety and stress. And this is something for myself that I've really needed in my own life because I've been so prone to anxiety ever since I was a child. And when I look back on my life, one thing is that I moved a ton when I was growing up. I mean, there were time periods where we were moving every year or every couple of years. As a child, I felt most at peace when I was out in nature, and especially when I was doing things like walking through the woods. And when I was growing up, I lived in Ohio and we got to spend a lot of time outdoors. But then just as I was becoming a teenager, we relocated from Ohio to not just Texas, but West Texas, like desert area. And there weren't any woods. The outdoors felt pretty inhospitable. I mean, I did bring home a tarantula the first week that we lived there. Like you mentioned, I like the outdoors and everything that goes with it. But, you know, when I look back, I can really see that even though I had anxiety for as long as I can remember, that my anxiety started to get a lot worse after we made that particular move. And I lost that connection with being able to go outside and spend time in the woods.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah. So I can really see how, you know, getting grounded and that can really help us stay connected to our bodies. Cause I remember for years just, oh my gosh, like feeling so ungrounded, so like the slightest wind might just, you know, blow me away. and I wasn't present, you know, I wasn't dropping into the present moment. And so I didn't feel safe. some examples of things that we can do to help balance that out and to become more grounded would be like walking barefoot on the grass or gardening, getting outside and putting your hands in the dirt, practicing mindfulness and meditation. One thing that I really like is doing like a grounding meditation where you visualize roots growing from your feet into the earth so that you're helping to anchor yourself in the present moment.
That's a beautiful practice. I enjoy that as well. Another technique that I think is great is to practice just earthing. And this is one of my favorites because it involves just direct contact with the earth's surface. So walking outside with no shoes on, you know, sitting under a tree are especially now important to me because I live where I do now in the Pacific Northwest. And so it's very seasonal. Mm-hmm. You know, in January, you don't want to be walking around outside with no shoes on.
Yeah.
You know, so it, you know, so it's become even more of a precious thing to me. Even things like if you can't go outside, you know, sitting on a grounding mat, which I'm actually physically sitting on one right now, and it's just a little mat that you sit on and you, you know, plug it in to the wall and it connects to the grounding wire that goes through your house. And so it reduces a lot of the things going on in your body, a lot of the energies. And it's just very calming for me as well. Like Daphne said too, you know, spending time in the forest, we're really lucky to live where we do, you know, tree hugging. If you're a regular listener, you know, I think I did an episode in the past about hugging trees. And, you know, this practice has been, you know, scientifically shown to reduce stress, inflammation, improve sleep. My husband sent me this little cartoon of a man hugging trees and the tree is saying, "How long before this gets awkward?" You know, you know, it's like a little sense of personal space here, the tree is saying, and the man just, you know, he's hanging on for dear life. And so, you know, I'm a tree hugger.
Me and, too, Tanya. 100%.
Yeah, and, you know, depending on where you live, almost everybody has access to some sort of tree, even if it's just, you know, along the sidewalk or something like that. And you know, if you feel it, do it. Hug that tree. You know, who cares what people think? And also, you know, creating a space inside our homes, I think, is really important as well. For me, this is, you know, a little corner of the room where I have my plants, a comfy chair. Sometimes I have my cushion there for meditation. Creating whatever you can with what you have that's going to work for you to help you feel a little bit more calm and centered. And I was thinking before we go, Daphne, if we could practice maybe a grounding exercise together, would you like to lead us in that?
I think that's great. And I have to say that after you shared that cartoon, I think next time I'm going to find myself like wanting to ask the tree for permission before I grab on and hold on for dear life. I love hugging a tree.
Or unconditional love, I think, just like, yes. Just like a pet. You know, I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah. At least just I'm coming in.
Yes. Prepare yourself.
Yes. So for the practice that we're going to do, you can just find a comfortable seat or you can stand with your feet flat on the ground. And as long as it's safe to do so, go ahead and close your eyes and just begin to take a few deep breaths. Feel the support of the earth beneath you, grounding and stabilizing you. Imagine roots extending from your feet deep into the earth, anchoring you in the present moment. And if you're inside a house or a building, you can still connect with the grounding energy of our Mother Earth. Simply visualize the roots extending from the base of your spine or the soles of your feet, penetrating down through the floor, and then reaching deep into the earth below. And just tap into the stability and the support of the earth beneath you, even if you're not physically touching the ground. And just stay here for a few more breaths, soaking in the sense of stability, of calm. And when you feel ready, gently blink the eyes open. And just notice, how do you feel after doing this short grounding practice? So maybe notice any shifts in your body or in your mind. And simple practices like this can be done anytime you need to feel more grounded and centered, whether you're indoors or outdoors. You could do it while you're standing in line at the grocery store. You know, you might not want to close your eyes, but you could imagine, you know, growing those roots down into the earth and just breathing in that stability, that groundedness and connection.
Thank you so much, Daphne. I'm ready now to continue with my day. I feel so much calmer. So thank you for sharing that practice with us. And remember, Wellness Warriors, that grounding, like we said, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's about finding what works best for you. Experiment with different things, you know, play around with them and just see what you can fit into your daily routine. And we want to thank you for joining us today. We hope that this grounding practice and sharing a little bit more about the elements can help you feel more grounded and connected. And until next time, stay grounded and stay well. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.